Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by RacePlace.com, RunCatalina.com, Challenged Athletes Foundation, which you can find at ChallengedAthletes.org, Babbittville Radio. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes and Babbittville.com. Our next guest, the CEO of In Motion, Christine Adams, joins us. Christine, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Wonderful to connect with you again. I love what you and the family have done over the years with especially the Carlsbad Marathon and Half Marathon coming up on January 17th, 2016. Talk a little bit about the creation of that event and how satisfying it is to see where it's come.
I will. It's one of my favorite topics. So somehow back in the late 80s, my mom, Lynn Flanagan, inherited the then San Diego Marathon.
Yep.
And after 1 year, I think, of working in San Diego on our own, we realized that we needed to probably consider a climate change. And her original idea, which was brilliant, was point-to-point. And I think it created some buzz, but some cities like Solana Beach and Encinitas weren't really excited about the idea. So
right.
At the 11th hour, Oceanside and Carlsbad both opened their doors to us, and we had a course that year that started and finished in Oceanside, but most of it was run in Carlsbad. And pretty soon after that year's race, the then mayor of Carlsbad said we loved it and we'd like it to be all held here in our city. So honestly, the rest is history. I think it was one of the best moves we ever made, and the city of Carlsbad is such a gracious host to our event. And it took us a while to change the name. We were scared because San Diego Marathon is one of the oldest marathons on the West Coast, the name is, and we were really hesitant to change the name to Carlsbad, and they were very patient with us, and they gave us a lot of years, and it wasn't until sometime in the early, 2004 or 5, that we officially changed the name to the Carlsbad Marathon. So it's been an evolution, and it certainly, for my family, it was a labor of love. There was many, 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 many years where the events didn't sell out, and
right.
It barely paid for itself, but we were committed to it, and we believed in it, and we loved just standing at the finish line year after year and just looking at the people as they finish, and there's a feeling of pride in knowing that you helped to create this opportunity for people, and running a half marathon or a marathon is a lifetime achievement for a lot of people, and it's something that I think transforms people. And if you can do something like that and you can apply yourself to the training that's required, really you could do anything.
What I love about a race like that is, like you said, you guys are involved with the day-to-day, the logistics and everything else. And then when you go out there on race day, you realize, when you see the smiles on people's faces,
yeah.
You see the emotion at that finish line, that what you're doing is you're helping people change their lives for the better, making them better parents, better employees, better employers. There's just something about the endorphins you get from finishing an event that changes everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about the marathon and half marathon in this year. And what do you have planned for? Because I know you change things up. There's always new additions.
Every year, right?
You always got to be changing things. Yeah.
I mean, I first have to start with we are an incredibly small staff. There's 5 of us. 5 women just trying to make a difference in the world.
Yep.
My mom retired in 2009. My sister Ellen and I run the company. And after every event we do, we have what's called a hot wash. And we sit down and we talk about every aspect from the marketing to the pre-planning to the execution of the event. And we take those notes seriously, and we take the feedback from the participants. And so maybe it's a slight tweak in the event, but every event we try to make better than the previous one. And so, for Carlsbad, that's the family business. It's the one where all of our relatives come out to either run it or help put it on. And so every year we just try to make it a little bit better. And this year our goal is to make sure that we get close to our numbers. We're seeing a 10% attrition across the board for all events.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is right now. So we want to make sure that we hit our goals, and we want to make sure that we create the experience that we feel the participants have come to expect from our events. And that's where we put people first, and we put their experience first before profits and before, other things. And I hope that our participants would agree with that statement.
Yeah, it's funny because there's more people participating in events now than ever before. But the endurance entertainment marketplace is more cluttered than ever before. You've got Spartan, you've got Tough Mudder, you've got Color Run, you've got half marathons, marathons, Grand Fondos, you name it, triathlon.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there. So you guys have to be nimble. And having a small staff allows you to be nimble and do other things. You know, talk about some of the other things you're doing. Like you mentioned the other day, the Tri-City Medical Center, Lucky 13. And the training program, In Motion Fit. Talk about the things you do to enhance the experience for the runners.
Sure. Well, we have a six-month training program. It's actually a year-round training program, but it's 6 months geared specifically for training people. And it can be a total couch potato.
Yeah.
So we take them in July, and we train them for 6 months, and they can do the Carlsbad Half Marathon or Full Marathon. And it's a great program in that it's geared toward people with lives that don't have,
not professional runners.
Time to train. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we don't want them to get injured. We want them to be able to have the experience. So the mileage increase is all well thought out, and then we have seminars every Saturday, and it's a really well-balanced program, and because it's a family business, of course, its head coach is my sister Katie, and she's just, everyone loves her. She's like the biggest cheerleader, but she's also a wealth of knowledge, and she's fully committed to these people finishing. We don't want them to pay us their, program registration fee and then not come back. We want people to pay it, which is very nominal, to pay it and to come, and we encourage them to come, and we have assistant coaches that check up on them and follow up with them, and hey, how's it going? And we want people to succeed.
And that program starts July 18th.
It does.
Love that.
And there's a group that meets in San Diego, and there's one that meets in Carlsbad.
And people can find that at the CarlsbadMarathon.com site?
They can. They can just go into training, or if they go to InMotionEvents.com, they can find it there.
Okay, cool. And talk a little bit about the VSAT program. I love the Triple Crown. And I bet you it's funny, and we were chatting about this the other day, the power of medals.
And
what it means to people to not just win one medal, but finishing three half marathons or a marathon and two halves and getting that medal that symbolizes their accomplishment.
It does. So in 2008, my mom had this idea, to maybe come up with this series, and it was brilliant. And really, I think coming up with the half marathon Triple Crown helped all three events tremendously. And it's been a great experience because we're seeing people that wouldn't ordinarily do one half marathon. They're committing themselves to doing three in a year, and that's a huge commitment.
It is.
Because you get done with Carlsbad, and it's not like you can just stop training. You have to continue your training because you got to get ready for La Jolla, which is in April. And each event has their own inherent challenges. Carlsbad falls right after the holidays, and it's hard for people to train during the holidays. And then La Jolla with its,
tough course. Yeah, it's a hilly course. AFC's a hard course.
And AFC in August at the heat. So everyone has its own challenges, which in of itself is enough. But then to do all three of them in one calendar year, we're really happy that Biosat came on as our title sponsor, and they're really going to love up our finishers this year. Not only will they get that extra bling at the finish line, which is so fantastic because we put it around their necks. We don't just hand it to them. And usually my mom is there and a bunch of other volunteers who enthusiastically do this event year after year. They drape them with their medal, and then they already have their ASC medal, so they're clanking around the whole event. Viasat's going to give them a special gift, plus there's going to be a whole experience for them. So we're really going to love them up this year.
Love them up. I love that.
Yes.
So how many people this year? Because doesn't it finish up with America's Finest City?
It does. So we're going to have about 2,500 people.
2,500 that'll do all three?
2,500, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is really cool. So with all of this, do the girls get together, the sisters get together to go for runs? Do you have mobile meetings, or do you have meetings at the office? What do you guys do?
Well, we have all kinds of meetings. In fact, last night was a team building event. We went out to see Brad Paisley as a team. But our corporate culture is we work hard, but we play hard. And we're like a family. And even
are a family.
But some of the girls weren't born into the family, but we jumped them in. They're part, and they can't leave us. So we have a great, great synergy between everybody, and everyone's committed to the same thing, and that's producing extraordinary events. And so, we have meetings on the trails of San Alejo sometimes.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter. We're always talking. Our office has a communal kitchen, and there's so many conversations that just happen ad hoc at that, you know, island in the middle of the kitchen, and it produces like ideas, and we're so small that we could have been heading in one direction, and something sparked a conversation, and all of a sudden we're like, hey, no, let's go this way, or let's do it that way, let's change this, and we go to the website and we change the wording on something, or we change a policy to make it better for our participants or easier for our participants, and it's great. It's beautiful being able to kind of run your company that way and not be tied down with bureaucracy and layers and layers and layers of policies and procedures that you have to go through to make a slight change that'll make a better experience for your participants.
So is there one story, one athlete story that has touched you the most, that's really impacted you?
I think the one that really sticks with me was right after 9/11. A girl showed up at the Carlsbad Marathon finish line. She was late and disoriented, and she found one of our extended staff members, Todd Floyd, and he brought her over to me. He'd heard a little bit about her story, but he wanted to, you know, find my mom, the race director, and she, her name was Jillian Birnbaum and Jill, and she came to get her brother's bib number and his shirt and his medal. He'd been killed in the World Trade Center. He worked for Kenneth Fitzgerald. So after that experience, I mean, we felt like, wow, that's somebody that, despite all odds, I mean, her parents didn't even know she flew out here. They would have been mortified that she even got on the plane.
Right.
They were still so traumatized.
Yes.
And so for 10 years after that, we did a Spirit of Joshua, which is the brother's name award, and we awarded a special, you know, award every year to someone who overcame great obstacles to make it to the finish line of the Carlsbad Marathon, and we're still dear friends with them, and that really touched me deeply.
You know, what's interesting is I remember writing a piece on Joshua and the family, and when we were back in New York last year, I went to the memorial, found his photo. His photo,
right.
His name, found his name
there.
It's that was incredibly impactful. But it's interesting because being a nimble group like that, you were able to take a situation and, you know, rather than that family getting lost in you've got 15,000 people out there running. And you guys took the time to get the finisher's medal, get the shirt, do the photo, and create a relationship with this family that lasts to this day.
Yes, we did. You're right. It is because we're small and nimble.
Exactly, yeah. So talk a little bit about the Tri-City Medical Center Lucky 13. What is that?
So we work with our title sponsor, Tri-City Medical Center,
yep,
to find 13 incredible people that are in the Tri-City Medical Center service area. These people have stories like you would not believe, health issues, life challenges, major things. And they're stuck in life, and they need a motivation, and the motivation is this competition where they can write us a story about themselves and tell us why they are deserving, and if they're chosen, the 13, we train them for the Carlsbad Marathon. Actually, most of them do the half marathon, but
right,
we provide, they get in motion fit registration, plus they get one-on-one coaching from the Wellness, Tri-City Medical Wellness Center, which is a fabulous facility in Carlsbad. And they get membership there as well. And it's a very, very close-knit group. And so there's a lot of social aspects to it, but it's transformative for these people's lives. And again, that's just another byproduct. That's like one byproduct of what we do. But it's, in of itself, it's remarkable. And it's 13 people that are impacted, but 13 people and their families and their coworkers and their communities. So, as you mentioned earlier, it does. It has a widespread impact. People that, you know, take on this challenge and complete it and recognize in themselves the strength that they have to do something and to be dedicated and committed to health and fitness, it does touch everyone else in their lives. It's impossible for it not to.
So do you know how many people have completed your marathon and half marathon over the years?
I sure don't.
I wonder if that's got to be a couple hundred thousand.
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely, yeah.
The hard part about doing what you guys do is there's a lot of early mornings, there's a lot of late nights, there's nobody's working 40 hours a week coming from that industry. I know that they're long, long hours. Does it ever get old?
Never. I pinch myself every day. I feel so fortunate, and you know, for my mom, especially to have started this company on a whim, to someone asking her to help produce an event because she was a runner, and her having the guts and courage to quit her other job and say, okay, I'm going to try this, and not being afraid to make mistakes and not being afraid to own what she didn't know. And it's been a roller coaster ride, and there was a lot of lows and a lot of downtime and a lot of, okay, I don't know what we're going to eat for dinner, and but we're gonna keep going because we believed in it. So no, it never gets old.
Love it. Christine, thanks so much for taking time. Congratulations on everything you guys are doing. Again, it's carlsbadmarathon.com. You've got In Motion Fit. You can sign up for the VSAT Half Marathon Triple Crown, which, again, will start with the Carlsbad Half Marathon coming up on January 17th. Christine, you're the best. Appreciate it. Give my best to the family. And it was wonderful seeing your mom the other day. I had not seen her in a long time. And
likewise, she said the same thing. It was awesome. Come by anytime.
She looks great.
She does.
Christine Adams has been our guest, the CEO of In Motion. We are brought to you by RacePlace.com, RunCatalina.com, the Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $64 million now. And Babbittville Radio. Check out all of our interviews on iTunes or Babbittville.com. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.